Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Good afternoon, everyone. Depending on where you're at, for me, this is noon. For if you're on the Eastern, it's 1 o'clock. You know, wherever you're at, good day, folks. And this is Dr. Dan Soloway, and the name of my show is Dan's Health Talks. And I've been doing radio since March of 1997. I keep saying that because it just, you know, I've done a lot of different things. But once I got attached to radio, I just fell in love with it. Radio has been such an education for me as well as for my listeners because I've put on so many different people like Dr. Kaz Ingram, Stu Tom, just one. Dr. Atkins probably was the most famous of all the people I had, but Barry Sears, just all kinds of people. Mark Sisson that's big now in the keto diet, before that the paleo diet, just Doug Kaufman, just one person after another. And so from these people, I do something that I didn't know that was unusual. Now, some other of the people do this as well, but that do this kind of show, but some of them apparently don't. Years ago, I was interviewing two men with a CDC, and they were trying to figure out, they had written a book on it, I think it was called The Killer Within, and we're talking about maybe 99, 98 was when I was interviewing these people, maybe 2000. And they were trying to trace down MRSA and some of these other new bacteria that was created by the overuse of antibiotics. And they were going on about, they traced some of it to the chickens, the way the antibiotics were being used in chickens, and Europe quit using the antibiotics with their chickens because of the danger. And the cows, in fact, the cows had MRSA in their cow manure, and that manure was washing into the Colorado River. And so MRSA, that horrible bacteria, ended up in the Colorado River from the overuse of antibiotics. But anyway, they said something that that there's these little dots I read in the bacteria, and I said, "Oh, you mean somatids or somatids?" And I said, "Yeah, I was impressed by those. The idea that they will learn how to defend against the bacteria will learn how to defend against an antibiotic or some other way that the body may try to go after it." Besides the pharmaceutical way, and then it will pass that little black information. It's almost like giving it a little bit of a software program to other bacterias, so they too know how to resist, and so they work together. And they said, "Wow, you're the first person of all the different shows that we've done that know what somatids are." And I said, "How did you know that?" And I said, "I read your book." And I realized then that I might be one of the few people that do a show like this that actually take the time to read the books of the people that I'm interviewing. And because of reading the books and then interviewing them, I get to glean all this information from these different experts. And then sometimes I will tell one expert what some other experts doing, and they will I'll say that sort of works together with so-and-so. And I've had the pleasure of sort of introducing people that have spent a lifetime exploring one or two things really deep and not aware of what someone else is doing that may overlap or may support what they're doing. And that has been a wonderful part about doing this type of show. But one of the people that I've interviewed a lot, and you hear me interviewing him, in fact, we may be playing a show with him today, and that's Dr. Kaz Ingram. And Dr. Ingram, I believe, has written very close to 30 books. And one of his books I've fallen in love with is The Black Seed Miracle. Really important because black seed, wow, that stuff affects so many different things. I mean, really panacea for so many things. I mean, for heart disease, for neurological problems, for aging brain, for inflammation, for getting deep into pathogens and clearing things out that the pharmaceutical companies may not be able to even come close without a negative side effect, and what it does for the gut and helping people lose fat, but also diabetes. It's fantastic on blood sugar, but it's also fantastic on diabetes 1. Now, diabetes 2 is certainly diet-induced. You eat too much sugar, especially fructose, but just too much sugar, and after a while, you're going to have diabetes. There's a few lucky souls that may be able to get away with that without diabetes. But generally speaking, you're going to be pre-diabetic or diabetic because your body's going to get rid of receptor sites on the cells so the insulin can interact and drive that sugar into the cell and destroy the cell. But diabetes 1 is an autoimmune disease where the immune system, when a kid is quite young, and I guess it can happen to older people too, especially after an accident or gestation diabetes, which is diabetes comes on pregnancy, that usually goes away. Not always. I know a lady that's had to deal with it after pregnancy, but usually that goes away after the pregnancy. But a shock to the body basically can bring on diabetes, even a psychological shock. But car wrecks and things like that bring it on. But diabetes 1 is when the immune system has attacked the pancreas and gotten rid of the islets that the insulin has produced. Well, they found that black seed causes the body to produce more of these islets. And I'm going, wow, that means it must stimulate the stem cells. That is amazing. There's another product that I'll be talking about later on that will probably, that I believe does the same thing because I'm seeing miraculous effects with it. But Dr. Ingram, you may have to go to, I believe, Dr. Oregano is one way of getting a hold of him and ordering his books. But they're really, really good. And I think you're going to like this because he puts together the different things for different kinds of conditions that you can do to address those issues for whether it's digestion, whether you have a bloating, whether you can't get rid of the fat, whether you have a fungal overgrowth, whether you have heart problems. You know, one of the things that black seed does for the heart that I hadn't heard of before, not only does it make the lining of the blood vessels much more, much healthier and more flexible, so that helps with blood pressure, but it actually works with the brain stem to bring the blood pressure into a normal level. And I think, boy, that's amazing. I don't believe, and all these years I've been doing this, and it's been many years, I was working on this kind of stuff quite a few years before I ever thought about doing radio. In fact, I wouldn't have done radio if I didn't have a pretty good background to start with. And so you'll find that this is something that should be very basic to your life. And there's a lot of companies that are bringing out black seed, but black seed to be really processed right and to be really potent, I always recommend North America Urban Spies. I've also, their oregano oil is unique too. The oregano oil is called P73. One of the reasons their oregano oil is unique is from where it grows and the height it grows. It grows in the mountains of Turkey at 10,000 feet. But here's the thing that really amazed me. Its roots are rooted right into the marble rock. And it takes the marble minerals that make up marble and creates a really hot oil that just burns up pathogens. So they have to dilute it with olive oil, and you put a few drops of that P73 under your tongue. But when they distill it, it comes off in a water base, a juice, and it comes off as an oil. And so both are very potent in different ways. It's the opposite of what you think. You would think the oil would work in the fatty membranes of the cells and the oily areas of the body, but it works most in the water. And the water, the juice of oregano, works in the brain and in the fatty membranes. And the juice is not very expensive. I went through about a bottle a week sipping on that to help with the respiratory. And I think it may make it last 2 weeks if you're just doing it for maintenance. But it's very important to your general health. But I think now I have different things I consider foundational things to keep people healthy. And when I do nutritional counseling, I introduce people to them and explain to them some of the stories I've seen and effects I've seen and the science behind them. But black seed is now one of the most basic things to that, to the overall health of a person. And it's been used for centuries, and people eat it like food. but it has to be broken down. The oil has to be processed to really get the potency, or you have to go through a whole lot of black seed. So be aware of this. It's starting to become more prevalent. There's Dr. Becker's show. I watched that, and he did a whole show on it today when I was watching it, and he did a really good job on it and went into a lot of the science. But Dr. Ingram really knows this inside and out. So you need to be aware of that and take advantage of it. You may want the oils. You may want the Black Seed Plus, which is what I was taking. The oil, fantastic, really fantastic. A friend of mine just raves about it that has the Black Seed. So I wanted to make you aware of that. I want you to know the things that will change your life and keep you healthy, keep your brain young, keep your heart young. The Black Seed is very powerful in that. Get the pathogens out of the body. But there's other things that work on that too. And then there's things like, you know, basic things like CoQ10 and D-ribose. We're talking about the heart. We're talking about, acetyl-carnitine. And then there's a new product that I'll be talking about very soon, Thox, that I've talked about in the past that increases the mitochondria of the heart. And that's the energy. Mitochondria is really the heart of the cell. That's where the energy is made. In fact, your heart, one of its main purposes is to bring nutrients to the cells so the mitochondria can create energy. That's where the real energy is. The more mitochondria you have and the more energetic that mitochondria is, the younger your body functions at. And now we know we can reverse that. And I'll be doing a number of shows on that, on the reversing of the dysfunction of mitochondria. Most diseases, that's one of the first places it starts. As the mitochondria gets weak, if it's weak in the immune system, you got a weak immune system. If it's weak in the heart, you got a weak heart, which we call congestive heart failure. If it's weak in the brain, you may have dementia. Wherever the mitochondria is weak, that's where the problems start. And so we really need to educate ourselves on mitochondria. And mitochondria is, you may have 2,000 of those little mitochondria cells within a heart cell, and even more in the retina of the eye. And I've seen vision improve with these new products that really increase mitochondria. But so important to it. Now, we're going to be right back, folks. I have a lot more I want to talk to you about. Those in the know North America Urban Spice. If you're really trying to stay healthy, their Regno P73, their Juice of Regno, I'm using that 2 or 3 times a day. Their Black Seed Oil, I'm using right now, their Black Seed Plus. Phenomenal products. They have so many high-quality products. They're sometimes a little costier, but that's because they really put everything into it, and you'll get the effects you're looking for. So look for North America Urban Spice. They're known nationally and internationally all over the world. North America Urban Spice. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21 at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people. But I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. I want to introduce you to my friend Spencer Williams. Spencer has a really good program. Spencer, what is this program?
Dan, I'm glad to be here. We have a program that tests DNA for cancer. All Medicare patient recipients to qualify for a test, no money out of pocket. Call 208-400-0808.
That's 208-400-0808. Thank you. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have one of my favorite guests on, Stu Tomp, and he's with CV Science that has plus CBD oil. And there's a lot of companies, not just a lot, I mean, everybody and their dog, and if some of the dogs are doing pretty good, but everybody out there is trying to get into the CBD market. I mean, Stu and I were talking right before this show that there's been a lot of great things in this world. I mean, there's been the pyramids, the Great Wall of China. There's the United States Constitution, man landed on the moon. And now, I don't know, man, maybe this is too far, Stu, but you think I can say, and now there's CBD oil?
I don't think that's a stretch. I'll tell you why. The reason why.
Okay.
Is hemp, agricultural hemp, which is the source that Dr. Dan and I are talking about. We're not talking about botanical cannabis or pharmaceutical isolated CBD. No, we're talking about agricultural hemp. And the reason that your statement is not out of order, forget just for a moment, totally put out of your mind what CBD can do for you personally or for me personally or for all the listeners. Just abandon that thought. Let's talk just about growing hemp, doctor, in every vacant lot, every place you want to clean up, Chernobyl, Love Canal, everywhere that you want to clean up the earth, hemp can sequester CO2, mop up the carbon, and then we can use that stuff to build green material with. So that actually may be the hemp plant itself might actually fit right next to the Constitution, which the drafts were written on to begin with, right? Mm-hmm. And the pyramids and the Great Wall of China. Whatever it is, this is really part of the wonders of God's earth.
Well, I know they used to make ropes with it, mask and everything else back in when George Washington grew it. I'm wondering if I don't know why I'm tying these two things together, but I'm wondering if the Egyptians used it as well. I think they did.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Yeah, it was used since antiquity. And now that President Trump and the Farm Bill have liberated agricultural hemp seeds, Dr. Dan, most CBD products in America right now are not made from hemp. Did you know most CBD products sold in America are made from marijuana or they're made from an isolated chemical synthesis? Were you aware of that?
Now, when you say an isolated chemical synthesis, are you saying they don't start with hemp or do they synthesize it out of hemp?
No. This is where it gets really confusing. There are three swim lanes, pharmaceutical, botanical, and agricultural.
Okay.
Most people today, if you go into a store and buy a CBD hemp product, if you trace the lineage of the plant back to its seed, you find out that there often people are growing marijuana plants and not agricultural hemp plants that require combines and tractors and overalls, not a greenhouse with someone with clippers. It's a different product, different market, different customer. So if you want true agricultural hemp extracts, you want plus CBD oil. If you can't sleep at night, if you're too anxious, if your back hurts, if you don't feel right, and it's been a long time since you did, you may want to try plus CBD oil, the number one selling hemp extract that contains CBD in America today.
Well, now, there are other companies using this, but I know that CBD, plus CBD, is considered the best. Why is that?
Well, again, because we're using certified hemp seeds. Many people are crossbreeding cannabis, high CBD, low THC marijuana with agricultural food fiber hemp. So number one, it's the seed. Most people don't understand that. Those products could be sold in dispensaries, Doc, but not health food stores. Health food stores will only be allowed to sell agricultural hemp products. So that's number one. Number two, we've got a 35,000 square foot facility with all the bells and whistles and all the scientists and all the experts, and we do absolutely everything right. And that's not what's important about it. What's important is how many people we empower. We empower everyone here. We've created a brand new revenue stream for the world, and we've spent a fortune on science to prove that the product is both safe and effective. So it's different than the commercial CBD products floating around today.
Well, now you told me Consumer Report had evaluated the ones that are on the market. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Consumer Lab. Yeah, consumerlab.com. Consumerlab.com just put out an updated CBD and hemp extract supplement review. And our products were given top pick status. And they also mentioned the research that we've done on our finished branded product. So if you get the report, and ConsumerLab.com wants people to pay for it, so that's why Dr. Dan and I can't give it away for free, but if you go to ConsumerLab.com, type in CBD and hemp extract supplement review, look at your company, look at the product that you're taking, and find out how it stacks up. You'll see plus CBD oil is a top pick from consumerlab.com.
Okay. And it's by CV Sciences, but plus, a lot of people are using the plus, usually on the other side, different way.
They've been ripping that off. Yeah, make sure it says plus CBD oil. People are borrowing our font. I guess that's the greatest form of flattery in the world when everyone rips off everything you've done. But beware now, buyer beware. You can't just assume that it's safe because it's on the shelf. It has to say plus CBD oil for helps with inflammation, stress, and pain. In my opinion, this is the most exciting dietary supplement that we have yet brought to market. Do you disagree with that statement?
Well, there's, you know, because I've talked to people that have gotten off opioids and everything else
right,
using CBD.
Different.
Yeah, I mean, when you have something that can help people get off or and they got on it because they were in extreme pain, then you really have something. Now, how is it that the CBD helps with opioids? Why does it have a reputation of helping people not only with their pain, but with their addiction? Because I interviewed a guy that had been got really addicted. You wouldn't know, looking at him, you would never guess that it was ever a problem in his life. But he was in a car wreck and was in a lot of pain, and CBD oil is what saved him.
Well, it happens all the time like that, right? Car wreck, hospital visit, break your arm, mm-hmm. get a prescription of painkillers. Next thing you know, you're in big trouble. So one of the things that CBD does, hemp extracts, they're super powerful anti-inflammatories that can cross into the blood-brain barrier. So they're neuroprotectant. This is a really big deal. Because what happens in addiction, you create these things called heterodimers. And it's a big fancy term. But your opioid system and the cannabinoid system can get hijacked together and get almost melts together.
Hmm.
What CBD does is it helps to decouple that. Not only does it help to decouple that, it helps to blunt the effect of the dopaminergic signaling. I'll say it again. CBD buffers these giant dopamine bing, 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 bing signals that you send to your brain with addictive behavior. So it helps you basically forget that you're wired in the way that you are so that you can rewire new connections.
Cool.
We're not talking about an antidote. We're talking about a solution.
Okay, that's a good point because you can buffer something, but as soon as it's not there, it's unbuffered. But we're talking about regenerating the brain.
Yes, this is not methadone. You're making new connections. I only recently learned opioids are unbelievably inflammatory. I did not know.
I didn't know
that. Part of the negative makes perfect sense.
No, wait. Cannabinoids they're given for inflammation.
No, they're given for pain.
Right, but usually pain and inflammation usually run hand in hand.
Normally, but in this case, you can create feedback, phantom pain. If you keep taking those opioids and you don't have enough of the cannabinoids like CBD to help get you out of trouble. So people take plus CBD oil gold when they're dealing with addiction, the gold soft gel, 1, 2, 3, sometimes 4 a day.
We're talking about CBD plus, folks.
Plus CBD oil, the gold soft gel. It's the number one selling CBD hemp product in America. And that's the one you want. That's the one for addiction. You rewire your brain. You don't have the elevated signals, ding, 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 ding. You reconnect healthy parts of brain communication. You basically disentangle all of this hijacked neurobrain chemistry, and you come back to life.
Well, folks, it's simple enough to find out. You can find this in stores. Look for it. It could change your life, especially if you have an addiction. And the other addictions too, marijuana and everything else. It doesn't always have to be opioid. So, Stu, thank you for being with us. You're looking for plus CBD, and for the brain, you're looking for the gold. For pain, you're looking for the green. I really appreciate being with us, buddy.
Thank you very much.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340, and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. Been doing this since March of 1997, and so I always like saying that because it just amazes me, because I used to be someone that would do this and then do that. I'd like to do a variety of things, but radio gives me a variety, and I fell in love with it and like learning all these different things and interviewing all these experts, authors, picking up new information. New information is very exciting to me when I really learn something I didn't know before. Right now, I want to mention something, though, that is foundation. The problem when you do a show like mine, you start thinking, because you personally have been talking about something or have been utilizing something, that you think it's just basic to everybody. And you think, oh, yeah, everyone knows that. For some people, this may be the first time they ever heard me on the radio, even though I've been doing radio for 22 years now, depending on when you hear this show. But one of the most basic things is getting the balance between omega-3 oils and omega-6 oils back in balance and getting the bad oils out of your system. It's just a necessity that some parts of the country, it's not a big deal. You live up north on the west or the east coast up in Maine, or you live up in Washington, Oregon area. And if you, especially if you live in Canada, really we messed up a lot of our, Canada messed up their salmon with genetic engineering. So when people eat salmon, they need to look at Alaskan wild-caught salmon. This gigantic salmon that's eating up all the smaller salmon, there's some problems with that genetic engineered salmon. So look for Alaskan wild-caught salmon. But generally speaking, the areas of the world that eat cold water fish, and then because of the cold water, they produce omega-3 oil. And I look at that, it's just like in your car, you have different viscosities of oils. Some work better in summertime and some better in wintertime. In the wintertime, you need a thinner viscosity because it's going to run thick because of the cold. In the summertime, you may need a thicker one because the heat of the summer is going to, you don't want it too thin. You want it to be able to do its job of lubrication and helping the car stay cool by lubricating it. So you need to be aware of how much omega-3 you're getting in your diet. Now, one way to do it is to take omega-3. Drink cod liver oil, and it doesn't taste like it did when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was almost frightening trying to get a kid to take the cod liver oil. But it was one of the best things we had because we also got vitamin A and vitamin D out of it. But it saved a lot of kids' lives. But now, whatever it was that tastes bad, they took it out. So you take cod liver oil. Nordic Naturals has the best. In fact, I was pleased with one of the people that I do nutritional counseling with had told me that when I introduced them to Nordic Naturals, they had been taking another company that I have a lot of respect for in the area of fish oil, and that's Carlson's. I always said they're their second or third best. Well, they said they really could tell the difference. It made a lot of difference. And one time when I was teaching my exercise class, I don't even know if I'd mentioned anything about fish oil. Maybe I had, but two of the women were talking that were in the class. And one of the women said, I don't like fish oil because I belch back up. And another one said, I used to do that, but when I started taking Noric Naturals, I didn't get that. And that has to do with the purity and the rasticity. Rasticity means it's been oxidized. The oxygen is starting to transform it. So it has to be processed in a certain way. My guess, they haven't told me this, but with one of their old spokesmen, they asked me how I thought it was done. And I said, what I would do is I'd put it in a large vat. I would pump that vat full of nitrogen, so it was only the oil and the nitrogen. And I would spin that vat. And by spinning it, I would have the heavy metals and everything that might be in there go to the bottom. And I would siphon off that oil. And then on the top, up high, where all that is dropped out, they also always have to heat fish oil. You'll hear some companies say, we don't heat ours. Yes, they do. They may not heat it the second time, but the first time they have to heat it to separate things out. All companies do, and some were lying about that. But Noric Naturals does it that way. And it doesn't hurt to heat it. It only hurts to heat it when it's in the presence of oxygen. The oxygen will cause the oxidation, and the heat activates the oxygen more. But Noric Natural doesn't have that problem. That's why they always get the highest ratings. Well, they take that cod liver oil, and they have to also fish that cod liver oil. They use small boats deliberately, a variety of small boats instead of just one large boat putting out a lot of oil and stuff out into the water. And they want to get it back to the dock very soon so that can be dealt with. Anyway, by taking Noric Naturals, you help knock the hydrogenated oils out that's so common in our society. And a hydrogenated oil can bring on inflammation. It actually forces the doorway of the orifices around the cell wall open, where all kinds of pathogens that normally would get closed out get in, and other things may come out that should stay in. Well, the fish oil replaces that, the omega-3 oil. And the most efficient way to get the omega-3 is in the ultimate or the 2X. So you get it real concentrated. But also look at eating Alaska salmon or sardines, mackerel some. Look at eating those and get that level up. Because when you have high levels of omega-3, you have a lot less depression. The suicide levels are almost non-existent. You have less inflammation. You have you usually thinner. And you sleep better. Your joints are better. Your heart is much, much better. Just so important in your diet. Very basic, but I need to remind you to do it. So do it, folks. We'll be right back. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. They build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I wanted to mention, there's a lot of things I do, and sometimes I take for granted that's just part of my normal routine, but I want to share it with you, and maybe something that I just do to keep myself healthy, you may apply to your life. There's a number of nutritional products. To get the total vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, I usually try to take Dr. McDay's vitamins and minerals because it has all the CoQ10 levels. His vitamins and minerals are called Daily Assured Nutrition, or DAN, and I take one that's called Super DAN, a little higher in CoQ10 and some of the other nutrients. But there's a variety of different things in there. I think, 130 different nutrients, resveratrol, grape seed, pine bark, the different forms of the B vitamins and the different forms of magnesium that are the most absorbable. everything is proportioned out in the way I like it. So that's one way I cover a lot of bases. Now, I changed the way I normally did things. I used to always take a lot of antioxidants first thing in the morning, but I now take them a few hours after exercise. I exercise usually early in the morning, and then I'll take 3 or 4 hours afterwards because I really want the exercise to stress my DNA, and that stimulates the body to rebuild and strengthen the DNA. And too much antioxidants, while I'm doing that, sort of buffers that effect. So I do want the antioxidants. I want to have young, youthful skin and want the blood vessels to be youthful. I want, you know, everything that the vitamins and minerals and everything will do for me. But I don't want them to take away from all the effort I put into an exercise program. Now, I teach an exercise program 3 days a week. I teach Hydrotone, which is what I invented. And it's like lifting weights in the water. So it's less joint stress and allows me to do a full range of movement that I wouldn't normally be able to do on land without tearing up the joints. I mean, I'm talking about doing a one-arm fly that may cover 250 degrees of range of motion or almost 360, but not quite. You couldn't do that on land. You couldn't do karate punches and jump punch and all that stuff with resistance or karate kicks and all that. But my equipment will. It will amplify the resistance and grab the water. I wish the company was still going. A friend of mine is looking at trying to bring it back up. I sold out back in the 90s. I still teach classes in it and just absolutely love it. So that's one thing I do. And on a regular basis, then either at the gym, I'll go do some treadmill on like Tuesday and Thursday or maybe Tuesday and Saturday. And on top of the treadmill, I may do push-ups and pull-ups. Well, I do that usually at home, but I'll do some full body work and some weightlifting some days on top of that. But some days I'll just go and do 30 minutes of treadmill just to get my cardio. So that's sort of my routine. So 5-6 days a week I try to work out. There's a stretching routine I recommend that I found online on McCullough.com, and he was interviewing Dr. Goodman, Eric Goodman, and I do his foundation training, and then I also do in fact, this guy at the gym was saying, boy, I'm so tired, I can't even get close to my toes, it's bending over. And so one thing I recommend him is laying on the floor and bringing his knees to his chest and holding that. And then letting one leg out straight and a few inches off the ground while you hold the other knee against your chest. Then bring both into your chest and then let the other leg out and repeat that. And then you cross your ankle over your knee and lift your knee straight up towards the air. And that is really good for stretching out the piriformis muscle, which is where a lot of the sciatica pain comes from. You do that on both sides. And you also stretch that bent knee across the top of the opposite thigh and stretch that over. And then doing the foundation training on top of that, really good for the back. And I do that on a regular basis on top of my Hydrotone. Now, I take a lot of nutrition on top. I take Noric Naturals Ultimate. I'll take an extra 2 or 3 of those, even though there's fish oil in Dr. McDay's, and I'll eat salmon once or twice a week. Very, very important. And then I'll take, you take a colostrum product for the growth factors to keep the body young and healthy. And I'll take extra zinc. I like to get the zinc up to about 60, 70 milligrams. Very important for older men to keep their libido up. I'll take DHEA. I take 50 milligrams of DHEA in the morning. Sometimes I'll take an extra 25 before I go to bed. You sleep a little bit better with it. And then on sleep, I take Invigorous, a scoop of Invigorous. I take magnesium, sometimes extra magnesium in the morning and the evening. I'll take magnesium glycinate. On top of that, and I also take up sorbate vitamin C, a powdered vitamin C. You can get it in different forms, but I like to take 3 to 6,000 milligrams. Usually take 2 to 3,000 in the morning and 2 to 3,000 in the evening. they find this very, very important to keep the blood vessels slick and smooth and flexible and your skin tight and strong. All these things play a role in bringing it. Then there's the Fox Legacy products. I use their oils like religiously, and I use the CBD oil. I'll take two of the gold under the tongue and let those dissolve sometimes or chew on them. And I'll take the spray. I like the green spray, the peppermint tasting spray. And then I'll take the Fox Legacy oils once or twice a day. And the Rejuvenate Gel, I use that all the time. I have it in my locker at the gym. I'll put it on my right shoulder. It gives me a little trouble. I put it on my right shoulder. I put it on my low back if it's giving me trouble. I put it on my face, sometimes in my hair. It's a phenomenal product. But the oils and their new ones coming out, which really make a difference in blood sugar and everything else, phenomenal product. And now I'm doing a lot of the black seed oil that I've been talking about. So those are just some of the things I do. I know I do a lot, but I really believe in this, and I know the difference it makes in a person's life. So we'll be right back, folks. I want to introduce you to my friend Spencer Williams. Spencer has a really good program. Spencer, what is this program?
Dan, I'm glad to be here. We have a program that tests DNA for cancer. All Medicare patient recipients qualify for a test, no money out of pocket. Call 208-400-0808.
That's 208-400-0808. Thank you. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Those in the know North America Urban Spice. If you're really trying to stay healthy, their Regno P73, their Juice Regno, I'm using that two or three times a day. Their Black Seed Oil, I'm using right now, their Black Seed Plus. Phenomenal products. They have so many high-quality products. They're sometimes a little costlier, but that's because they really put everything into it, and you'll get the effects you're looking for. So look for North America Urban Spice. They're known nationally and internationally all over the world. North America Urban Spice. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And by the way, I also do a show every Sunday at 1 o'clock on AM 1000 KTOK. So if you went online, if you're listening to some part of the world, you can go to ktokradio.com. So 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, really about 1:06. And I do some interviews over there. So I want to make you aware of that. Now, we cover some things here that I think is very important. I was trying to make you aware, and I'll be doing this for a little while because I think it's so important to your health, is how important the different black seed oils and the combination with other things. One of the things I like about North America Urban Spice is the combining it with other things that support it and make it even more effective. Like I take the Black Seed Plus, and that has sour grape and Reese's and some other very important things that support it to get added benefits. But it depends what you're looking for. That's a good one if you're trying to also get extra help on diabetes and in turn fat loss. So I like that one real well. And starting out, you may be wanting to take two of those twice, maybe three times a day instead of just the normal two to really stimulate the body to get the blood sugar more in balance and to get the fat loss going and just getting rid of the pathogens, which are probably the underlying cause of many of these problems. And so you want to work on those. And that is a very good approach. And then Stu, he always does a great job. Stu covering the science and the reason you're looking for really high quality CBD. Literally everybody and their dog, and they have CBD for your dog, but everybody and their dog has jumped into the CBD market. And I understand why. I mean, CBD is really wonderful for the body. It has a lot of great, great benefits, but it has to be done right. And it can be highly toxic if it's not done right. It is nature's sponge for picking up toxins and cleaning up fields like Stu has talked about. And so you have to, it has to be grown right. It has to be measured right. The quality, it has to have what it claims to have in it. And I didn't know that the isolates, they can take all parts of it and throw it in, and you really don't have the quality. I thought of it. Usually think of isolates as being a little stronger form, but not really. And these ones that are watered down, they'll get in the body real quick, but they won't stay there very long. So it's important that you listen to shows that really go out of the way to try to show you the science and try to give you the best of products. Because one of the things that's discouraged me over the years is someone will hear something that's beneficial for them, and then they'll go pick up something that's cheap. You might get it down at one of the big drugstores or something, and they'll have a cheap version of it. And you know, they'll take it and go, I took that for 3 months, 6 months. I don't want to spend any money on that because it didn't do anything. Well, then you didn't take the good stuff. Oh, doesn't make that much difference, does it? Yeah, it does. It does make a difference. You want to get the things that really impact you and you can feel and tell. And so I've made a career out of trying to find those things for you and also getting feedback from my listeners. Did that help you? That really turned my life around. I feel so much better. I don't have that pain I used to have, or my gut doesn't bother me, or I'm thinking better, whatever the product was addressing. Or the reverse. There's been times that I read something, the science has been really good on it, and I was excited about it, and people tried it and go, I didn't notice anything. And I went, well, folks, I got to be honest with you, that didn't work. And so I do that. Someone told me years ago, said, you're the only person that I on radio that if there's a mistake, you'll correct yourself. And I went, I didn't realize other people wouldn't do that, but I'm here to help you. Radio has been good to me many times, and sometimes it's been rough financially to do radio, but my job is to help you. And I couldn't do this if I felt like I was just padding my own pocket and not really caring about what benefit it had for you. And I don't think the show would work or last very long. I think guilt would get in the way, and I think you would go, well, I tried what that guy talked about, but I didn't notice anything. And I think it's very important for the people that are doing these type of things to be as sincere as possible, really trying to give you the best help they possibly can. And it doesn't always work that way, and it should. Now, also, my friend Spencer Williams, you know, I do a lot of things about trying to help people deal with cancer if they have cancer and they weren't getting benefits from, you know, they may have done radiation, they may have done chemotherapy. In some cases, that's when I find out and I tell them, well, try this and this and this. I've heard really great things about it, and it's worked. Not 100%. I wish I could say it's 100%. There's been times that people on their last leg, one lady had breast cancer that went to her ribs, then to her liver and lungs, did two rounds of chemo, couldn't do any more for her. And the things I laid out for her, she said their doctor gave her a clean bill of health. Not quite. There was a little bit of remnants in the bone, but really made a difference. Another lady had lung cancer. And they believed she had gotten a little meat that rotten inside her lungs. What I recommended for her didn't do any good for her. But other people had pancreatic cancer, different things. So what works for one person, not always for the other. But what my friend Spencer Williams has introduced me to is Medicare is paying for this. So if you have a PPO it falls back onto Medicare, they're paying for this DNA test where you swab the inside of your mouth and you put it in this prepaid envelope, send it back to them. And the lab looks for, I think it's 140 different kinds of cancer by the chromosomes, the markers for the cancer. And this gives you information. And the reason they're doing this, they don't want people to come down with stage 3 or 4 cancer when they could have taken care of it when it's really small, or they don't have it at all, but this way they're aware of what areas that they were born with a little bit of a weakness have a propensity in that area. And it also lets their kids and their grandkids know, hey, there's some lineage here that we need to be aware of. So you can call my friend Spencer. There was a commercial that ran on that. But if you call Spencer Williams, tell him Dan Soloway sent you. 208-400-0808, 208-400-0808. And again, if you have Medicare, or if you have Medicare and a PPO, HMOs I don't think are paying for it, but PPOs are. They will do this test and won't cost you anything, and they give you a lot of great information. And if you do come down with cancer sometime, or you do, or you're dealing with cancer, it allows the treatments to be focused. Folks, I really appreciate you listening today, and we're going to talk a lot more, and I'm excited to be doing this show. Thanks again, folks. Talk to you next week.